This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, like I said earlier, we had a really good week of practice. You know, we put last week behind us, which you have to do, you know, win, lose, and draw. You got to put the previous week behind you and you know, build off of it, obviously, build off of the positive and learn from the negatives. But you know, like I said, we just continue to get better, learn from the negatives that we had last week and fix those issues. And now our focus is on, you know, the Rams. And so, you know, we're just happy we snuck out of there with a victory that we're able to, you know, it's a little easier to learn from. So, you know, just continue to get better. Thank you.
Hey, Jordan, Matt Fairburn. I'm wondering what an offense like the Rams that uses a lot of pre-snap motion, what the keys are as a secondary to make sure you're, you know, on your communication and everything else, what challenges that presents and what the keys are to kind of navigating it, knowing that they'll be moving around a lot.
I think just, you know, each guy understanding his job, each snap, you know, and executing that job to a high level, you know. You know, like I said, today was the first day we, you know, had our install of the game plan and, you know, felt really good about it. And like I said earlier, you know, our eyes are going to be huge in this game because there's a lot of, you know, post-snap and pre-snap movement behind the line of scrimmage. I think you said earlier, called it eye candy. You know, that's a great word to use, you know, because there's a lot of misdirection and we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's as far as our eyes.
What's the advantage that you guys had, I guess, having played together so long on the back end, having played with Leslie and Sean as long as you have, what advantages does that present when you do go up against a team that you know is going to be scheming at among the highest level in the league on that offensive side of the ball?
And I think our ability to be able to make adjustments when we need to, you know, if something's not working within the game, you know, our ability to be mature enough, you know, our group of guys, we've been together a long enough time to where, you know, in the middle of the game, you know, coach to say, hey, you know, you guys feel good about doing this. And, you know, we're all like, yeah, you know, let's do it, change it up. You know, I think our ability to be able to do that is huge because it's a game within the game. You know, it's a chess match. It's just like, you know, they're going out there, they're looking at the cards on the sideline just as much as we are. So, you know, and then it's going to come down to just a man, you know, man whipping another man. You know, that's what football is, coming down to smash my football and being able to make plays.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan, another quick one for you. You know, Levi Wallace goes out there, a guy that started a lot of games for you and played well for you guys, struggles a little bit last week, and as a captain, what do you say to him? Because I'm sure with everything that you've seen in this league, you've had your days where maybe it didn't go according to plan or perfect.
I mean, Levi's a guy that we all have trust in, we all have faith in. And so, you know, with a guy like that, I mean, you know, you don't really have to say a whole lot, you know, just with a guy like Levi, you know, we all understand the situation. We all understood the situation. It's the NFL, you know, stuff happens. Some people have a good day, bad day, whatever, you know, knowing him as a player, understanding that he knows what he's got to correct. And that, you know, me being his teammate, understanding that I trust him, that he's going to correct those mistakes coming out to the following week. And so there's no, you know, and nobody's mad at anybody. Nobody's, you know, saying this, that, or the other about anybody. It's just, you know, it's just like I make mistakes in football games, and I hope that my teammates trust me that I'll learn from those same mistakes and I won't make them again. So that's what our team is. You know, we trust each other, trusting the guys that we're going to continue to get better and continue to learn from our mistakes.
Thanks.
You guys good?
Jordan. Hey. Yeah, Jordan background, man. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Josh Allen, he's offensive player of the week. You know, monster game, really obviously taking a step forward this year. A few minutes ago in his press conference, he just got another question about the Jalen Ramsey trash talk thing. And in his time that he's been on this team, he's had so much garbage to go through, criticism and non-belief. And while he's doing all that, he's also the quarterback of the team, the face of the franchise, learning an offense. How impressed have you been with the way he has navigated all of that to get to this point and be as successful as he is right now?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's you say impressed, you know, that's a good word to use it. You know, it's crazy. You know, you see all the Josh Allen naysayers, this side of the other, man. The dude just continues to come out and balls every week. And so I think I said it earlier in an interview, man, he's our captain and we're going to ride behind him, you know, win, lose, or draw. And so the guy, you know, he deserves everything that's coming to him. You know, he's a hell of a player. And to take, like you said, to take all the stuff off the field and just kind of block it out and come out and on Sunday and ball out, man, you can't say enough about the guy. You know, and just his mental capacity, his mental strength. That's our quarterback, man.
You know, you're in the public eye as a pro football player, but for the quarterback, it's a little different. He's the face of the franchise. Does it? Can you see it? Is it different? Is it hard? Do you wonder what it's like to live in that role? I mean, not that you're not, you know, a famous person or known, but the quarterback is different. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Do I wonder what it's like to be in that role? No, I don't necessarily. You know, I feel like I have my own issues. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he's, like I said, he's handled it, you know, at a high level. You know, like I said, I can imagine being in the position he is, you know, leading a group of men in his third season, you know, all of the naysayers out there. But, you know, he's locked in, man. Every day he comes to work, he's the same guy. He's nice to everybody. He's a good person off the field. And so, you know, it's just I'm happy to see him playing well. And, you know, I'm happy to say that he is the leader of our team and we're right behind him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.